here where we must come to an understanding of what is transpiring at this hour. So may the grace and love of the Lord God be with us as we minister his word. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. It's a little different. I'll change up some time, you know. I know we usually pray, but there's some powerful things that the Lord needs to say to the body of Christ. I will not be operating just as a pastor or a teacher or an evangelist this morning. This is a prophetic moment in the body of Christ. And so prophetically, I will be ministering this morning. If you open your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 4. And I want you to write a negative word down that can be overlaid by a prophetic word. Prophetic word, I wrote a note for you. A prophetic word is a divine prediction given from the mouth of God that must come out as he said. Prophetic. See, I'm not ministering as a pastor this morning. I'm ministering as a prophet. And so a prophetic word is a divine prediction given from the mouth of God, that's my definition, that must come out as he said. And we need to hear God prophetically today. 2 Kings chapter 4, just hold there. And I want you to write this negative word down, for it will be addressed by prophetic words. The negative word is all is hell. It's like everything just going chaotic. That's the negative word. And if you don't have a word from God, that word will be producing fear and all type of havoc in your life, because that's a natural satanic look at things. It's from an educational perspective or some natural perspective, but we have to look at it prophetically to get the right answer for what's going on at this time. So the words that there's nine prophetical words God has spoken to me. I'll do a series on the first three, and then I got three more I got to do before this series is over. But I heard when I was studying, all is hell. Like everybody, people locked up, people sick, people dying. Everybody trying to get something straight. Great separation. I miss the flock. You know, I know I'm ministering to you. And I know you're in your home, but it's not like being in Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembly of yourself as the man of some is. So all is hell. If you listen at the natural report, all is hell. Seem like, you know, our back is against the wall. But prophetically, the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, and my test is going to prove it, all is well. All is well. That's a vast difference between the two. But you can't see from one to the other one naturally. Naturally, you will not be able to shift from all is hell to all is well. All is well, you have to move in a prophetic word that come from God. He told me to tell the body of Christ, tell the political leaders, and to tell all medical leaders that he says all is well. Here, I'll start reading in the middle of this story. I'll tell you something about it. This woman had a lot of respect for the prophet. Kept passing through her area. She said to her husband, let's build a room that when he come through, he can lay down, eat and lay down, just a room for the prophet. And they built that room. And then the prophet asked her what she needed. Sent his men to ask her, and she said she didn't need anything, so she probably was a pretty well-off woman. She didn't need anything, but she never had a child. And the servant come and said, she's old, she never had a child. And the prophet said, tell her, come here. And she said, next year this time, you'll be pregnant. You'll have a child. Child born, grew up in age, and I want to go into the 20th verse. 2 Kings chapter 4, after the child is born, we'll see what happened. 20th verse said, I might go back and go to the 18th verse. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reaper. Now that's that child, that's that supernatural child, okay? And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. Now we get to the 20th verse. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. Now that seemed like all is hell. I mean, that's the only child, you see. But we're going to see something about this woman. We're going to see something about these times, how you can shift things from a supernatural perspective, how you can shift things in your mind, shift things in your house, shift things in your heart, shift things in your ministry, shift things in the nation, shift things everywhere. Everything can be shift supernaturally, but you need a prophetic word. Throughout the scriptures, the king would adhere to a prophetic prophet word. And so pastoral is good now. Preaching and teaching is good. Evangelism is good. But this attack need prophetic substance. And so if you would repeat those words, all is well. From a prophetic standpoint, you will begin to see some things. Here we got a predicament. Here we got a situation look like all is hell. Child died. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. Watch how she carried this. And this is the way we got to carry this situation. Verse 21, and says, she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. Now, I want you to notice the term. You're going to see it over and over again. The man of God. The man of God. The man of God is very important at this hour. Everybody else is important, but the man of God, a man who got a word from God, is very important at this hour. That's right. Thank God you got a man of God. Amen. Yeah, you need to hear a word from God. All right, so now I want you to watch this. And she went up, verse 21, and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him and went out. She called to her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run. Look where she going now. Look where she going. Verse 22, where's she going? To the man of God and come again. All right? And he said, her husband, wherefore would I go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, I want you to underline this in your Bible and I want you to write it out. It shall be well. It shall be well. I mean, the boy dead. But it's something she knows. Beyond the bad news.
Yes. Yeah.
It's something she knows beyond normal action. And that's where we should be. And that's what I'm here for this morning, to produce in the heart of those that are pastoring people around the world, to know something that's not normal. Yes. See something that is not normal. Hear something that is not normal. Apply something that is not normal. She said, boy dead. She said, and she's going to shift in a little while, it shall be well. All right? Then she saddled an ass and said to a servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding, verse 24, for me, except I bid thee. So she went. Here we go, verse 25. Why do they keep saying this? Verse 25, and she went and came, that is again, unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. That's three or four times they said man of God. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her for all, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say to her. Now here we go. Here we go. Here where I want you to shift it in the spirit. Is it well with thee? Number one. Now doubt and unbelief can come in through these shifting. We're going through two or three stages here. He checked her whole life out. Is it well with thee? Now remember, she said, it shall be well, right?
Yes, sir.
It shall be well, right? She said, it shall be well when she left the house.
Right.
All right. Now. In verse 26, run now, I pray to thee, meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Number one. Number two, is it well with thy husband? Number three, is it well with the child? God, look at her answer. Mm-hmm. What's your answer today? Mm. What are you saying? What are you saying? It is well. She answered, the boy's still dead in the natural, but not in her spirit. It is well. Now, I saw by the Holy Ghost in this 26th verse, all is well.
Yeah.
How did you? Three. He asked her three times. Is it well with thee? Is it well with the husband? Is it well with the child? And what she said, all is well. When she said, it is well, she said, all is well with my husband, all is well. It's a dead child, a child dead.
That's right. Yeah. All is well.
The husband confused.
Yeah.
She hurting.
Yeah.
But she moved to another dimension. You got to know how to move to another dimension when you're a child of God. You got to get a word from God that you can move to a dimension where you can flow on another level. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
And, I'm not going to read much more, but the man of God went with her and raised the child from the dead. I got to give you some stuff here. No matter what's going on in the natural,
mm-hmm.
it is having the ability to see another realm that is not ruled by a regular looking outcome. No matter what's going on, here's a word. Now, here's a word. All this fear, I'm going to deal with fear and encouragement in a few moments. All this fear here, but you need a prophetic word, and the Lord is saying to tell you, as I line up with him, all is well. No matter what's going on in the natural, even a demonic word, doesn't matter. It is having the ability to see in another realm, having the ability to hear in another realm. Having the ability to understand in another realm.
Mm-hmm.
Having the ability to believe
mm-hmm.
in another realm. Yeah. Having the ability to act
mm.
in another realm. Seeing, hearing, understanding in the realm of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the natural things and even demonic activity can't stop a person when they know how to function in that way. Seeing, hearing, understanding, believing, acting, receiving. In another realm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for this morning.
Yeah.
Seeing, hearing, understanding, believing, applying, and receiving from another realm. That's what this woman was doing. Because naturally she didn't have that nothing to talk about. But in that other realm, she knew if he can cause me to be pregnant when I'm old, he can raise his baby from the dead. Yeah, he can raise his baby from the dead. She knew that, all right? All right, now. Let me take you down these points here. Being able to see, hear, and understand the plan of God will set you apart to be a blessing in trying time. You listen. Being able, hear me. Being able to see, hear, and understand the plan of God will set you apart to be a blessing in trying time. Jesus teaching Matthew 13, Jesus teach about, we better turn there. Matthew 13, I want you to see this because it's going to have something to do with our hallelujah. Matthew 13:13. He says, Jesus said, therefore, speak I to them in parables, because they seen, see not, and hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. You see the three? Huh? See, that's another dimension. That's another, no matter what's happening in the world, no matter what's happening in the kingdom of darkness, those of us who are in the unshakable kingdom of light has another message, another hope, another faith, another word. See, we can praise because of our God. We can praise when things don't look right. We can praise when we're in jail. We can praise when it looks like we're locked out. We still can praise him. Because he, in any moment, God can turn everything around. Good God Almighty. So here he said, therefore I speak to them in parable because they see and see not. Here and there, and I need to do their understanding. Now watch what he says here. I'm going to take you through this. And in them is filled a prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. And seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is white gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. At any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted. And I should heal them. That conversion is not just getting born again. There are situations. This situation now, what we're going through with this virus, we must convert this thing by the power of God. This is not the first time God faced this. See? See? But you got to have revelation. You got to have eyes to see, ears to hear. And you can't talk the normal, natural talk, all is hell. No, all is well. Because God said so. That's the prophetic word he said to us. Tell them all is well. When things don't look right in the natural, it don't feel right in the natural, it's not operating right in the natural, but you as a child of God have to see behind the wall and know that the wall of Jericho got to come down. Oh, my goodness. And then verse 16, glory to God. You got your shouting glory. But blessed are your eyes, for they see. And your ears, who am I talking to up here? For they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear. Why? Jesus is here, and he paid the price, and have not heard them. My, 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 my. And then, you know, you can't talk about seeing and hearing without going to 1 Corinthians 2 for a moment. Because I'm going to give you some things in a few minutes. I need to have you at a certain place for to be able to go over with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. See, we're talking about the prophetic. We're talking about being able to see. We're talking about being able to hear, understand, operate beyond the normal pattern. And that's what happened to this woman. She kept saying, it is well. It is well. All looked like it's going to hell, but she says well, because she was looking in another dimension. We got to look somewhere else. We can't look to man now. Man can be used as a channel. But this thing is beyond man. All men in the church, in the political arena, in the medical field, got to look to God now.
That's right, man.
Yeah, this is not scientific, this is demonic.
That's right.
Hear me, listen, this is not scientific. You can't deal with no demon with no science. You need a word from God. You need to be able to decree when you're looking at something look like it's going wrong, Lord, like it's going all to hell. You got to be able to decree, God said, all is well. We need, the nation need a word from the prophet.
That's right.
At this hour. They need a word from the prophet. Right. Oh, my God. Notice that in verse 9, 1 Corinthians 2, 9. It's not normal stuff. But as it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man. Now, notice what it says. The thing that God had prepared for them that loved him cannot be seen naturally. They cannot be seen naturally. They're not in the supermarket. No, you can't see them naturally. But you go to verse 10, but God has what? Revealed them unto us by his Spirit. You who at home, members of Word of Life Christian Center, you know you live by revelation. Sit down and let God talk to you. Don't be moving around in fear. Don't be worried. Don't be saying the same old. Speak the word of God. What I taught you, speak life into your house. Good God Almighty. But God had revealed unto them, revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit what? Such as all things, yeah, the deep things of God. Now notice verse 14 right quick. Notice verse 14. Now this is where you get stuck at. This is where all is hell. Verse 14. All is hell in verse 14. All is hell. All is hell. Verse 14, all is hell. If all hell bring out your house, that's where you get all is hell. Ooh, I don't know what we're going to do. All is hell. No, the prophetic word said all is well. That woman kept saying, it is well. How your husband? Husband's so confused, he don't know what's going on. It is well. But boy, dead. She was. She'd been traveling trying to get to the prophet, and she don't know what's going on herself, but yet she said it is well. So verse 14 says, but the natural man, see, that's where we got to get out. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. See that? For they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. We need spiritual discernment at this hour to hear the voice of God above all men's voices.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. She said, I want to look back at it again, in 2 Kings 4:26. 2 Kings 4:26. Oh, my goodness. Go back there. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her. Now, son dead, her husband confused about what's going on. She tired and wore out. Run now, I pray to thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thee? No, it ain't well with me. Not in the natural. My child dead. You ain't had no more one child. But she was talking from a different perspective. When all look like it's going under, you have to think different. You have to talk different. You have to believe different. What? It is well with thee. Is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Prophet was checking out. See how much faith she got. Is it well with the child? And she answered, I love it. It is well. Powerful, powerful. Another kindred text that I think would bring validity to the supernatural here, all is well, will be found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I think we need to go there because there's another text the Lord had me to study along that line, and you'll find out in both cases they needed a prophetic word. They needed a word from God. That's why I'm here as a prophet this morning. In both cases, this woman, he raised that child. The prophet went and raised that child back from the dead. But here now this man got five armies coming against him. He done prayed every prayer he know, done did every praise and worship he know, but still don't have the solution. But the word of the Lord came into the mouth of a prophet. 2 Chronicles 20:20. First verse. I got to read a few verses. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. All right, some things coming against us. Uh-huh. You know, some things coming against us. Against our nation, against everybody. Some things coming against us. And it looked like at different natural occasions that those things are winning. Impossible. Right. God's still God. Yes. He still sat on the throne. We still got a throne called grace and mercy. Yes. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there comes a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazor-Tamar, which is in Jedi. And Jehoshaphat feared. Oh my, that's what I got to deal with in a little while. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Now, this is a good time to ask help of the Lord, isn't it? Seek the Lord, ask help of the Lord. Even out of the city of Judah, they came to seek the Lord, seeking the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood, verse 5, in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, O Lord, God our Father, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? Yeah, you do. And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Yes, sir, sure, that's right. Art not thou our God, who did it drive out the inhabitants of this land before this people of Israel and give it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? Yeah, he did it. And did dwell therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil, verse 9, cometh upon us as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, a famine, we stand before this house, ooh, glory, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou will hear and help. Glory to God. Verse 10. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir and virus, what do you call it? What the name of it?
Corona.
All them that got Comona and Numona and all of them got together, whom thou wouldst not let in Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of our procession, which thou givest us to inherit. O our God, verse 12, would I not judge them? For we have no might against this great coming that come against us, neither know we what to do. Whoa, but look at the end of that verse. But our eyes are upon thee. We don't know what to do. Sometimes it gets so congested in this time, you don't know what to do. But I tell you, it says in Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith, who for the joy was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame, and now set at the right hand of the Father. Yeah, I know what to do. Look at Jesus. All right. But I want to show you a little further. So our eyes, put this in your note, our eyes are upon thee. That's where we need to be. I want to prophesize all is well based on our eyes is upon thee. Our ears are upon thee. Our heart and our understanding is upon thee. Our words we speak is upon thee. See, that's so important at this hour. It's so important not to take the word of God as a sideline, but the word of God is the major line. And this thing cannot be handled without God's sovereignty. And you know, men do it, God using a lot of men to do it, but the president, vice president, all congressmen, everybody, all the medical field, the head doctor, the head hospital, they all need a word from God.
Yeah.
And the word from God today is all is well. I don't care if it looked like hell. All is well. Keep your eyes on me.
Yeah. That's good.
Wow.
That's good.
Wow. Wow. See, the pulpit been back. Y'all been back behind trailing, trying to get a few dollars from the government. You need to be in a position where you can talk and prophesy. I don't need the government to give me no money. God my soul. So I can stand up to him as a man of God and say, look, Mr. President, I don't need nothing. I want to help you. What?
Glory to God.
And they respect that.
Yes.
I say that, yeah, they'll help you, but they respect that. Yes. When a man can stand up, a woman can stand up and say, my God is my soul.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah. We need that. That's why I need y'all to listen. Listen, because this thing is about health and wealth. What's going on right now is about health and wealth. That's all it's about.
Yep.
Health and wealth. Yeah, if you know how to keep your health and you know how to walk in wealth, you got it. The economy can't bother you. The disease can't bother you.
Lord,
come on, listen to me now. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking from information. I'm talking from evidence.
That's right.
This is so powerful. This is our hour. This is our hour to dance.
Hallelujah.
We know we got an enemy.
Yeah.
We know there's an enemy out there. But we also know there's a God out there.
Yes.
Shoo. Shoo.
Hallelujah.
You want? You got your damn clothes on? You right there in 2 Chronicles. I put my note. Go to the 14th verse. I'm going to give you something right now. You need a prophet. The prophet came in. five armies against me. He don't know what to do, but God sent a prophet in. He said, we're going to keep our eyes on you. Well, when you see you keep your eyes on God, God got a servant he's going to send to you. The next statement you want to write is, the battle is not yours, but God. This is not our battle. Matter of fact, you read down further, you need not to fight in this battle. Mm-hmm. Powerful man. So here we got in this 14th verse, in that same scenario, I got some prophetical word I'm going to speak over here in the closing. In this scenario, we got, she said all is well. You got that in your note? Because you'll need that. Our eyes are upon thee. You're going to need that. And now we're talking about the battle is not yours, but God. See, to walk in the status of the prophetical word, all is well, you're going to have these things in place. Now, here's this 14th verse. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, that's a prophet, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattath, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Watch what happened. And he said, hearken ye all, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, Gonzales, Baton Rouge, Washington. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, you inhabitants of New York, no, Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord, New Orleans, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid. What he said?
Be not afraid.
Nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Oh, look what he said.
Come on.
For the battle is not yours.
Oh, man.
But God. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zig, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jura. Verse 17, you should not need to fight in this battle, but I need you to set yourself. Word of life, my members out there, I need y'all to set yourself. The things I've taught you, the things I've prayed with you about, I need you to set yourself. I don't need you to be in fear. I don't need you to be in worry. It's a good time for God to show himself strong. Set yourself. Stand ye still and see the salvation. Oh, my goodness. See the salvation of the Lord with you, Judah. And Judah, fear not. Nor be dismayed. Look, he keep repeating himself. Tomorrow, go out against them. For the Lord will be with you. My God, what a power-packed verse. What he said, verse 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, number one, set yourself. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord with you. See the salvation of the Lord with you. Personally. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. Call not to fear. Nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And then we read in the 18th verse, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Judah fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. No matter what it looked like, you worship. Take time to worship. Don't forget to take time to worship. Worship. Worship the Lord for who he is. Lift your hand in your home. Make your home a sanctuary while these things are going on. But worship the Lord. Take time to worship the Lord. I want to show you one or two more things. You saw you need not to fight in this battle in verse 17. Now, let me reemphasize these words. I want you to turn to a text. Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 3. I want you to turn to this text, and because it has something to say. Amos chapter 3. When I find it, we'll turn to it. I see everything but Amos. What did Amos come after?
Job.
Come after Job?
Yes, sir.
It must be not on here. Is that possibly wrong?
Yes, sir. It should be on.
I sure don't see it.
Is it in front of you?
In front of what?
Amos. You look for Amos, right?
Yes.
Look at Job and then Amos. You got Daniel.
I got Job, then I got Psalm.
All right, keep going.
Proverb, Ecclesiastes. Isaac, Jeremiah, Lamentation,
Ezekiel,
Daniel,
Hosea.
There he is, Amos.
That's Joel.
Amos, I'm not going to tell you the voice right now because you're going to get ahead of me and go to shouting. So I'll tell you when I finish giving you this. During these times, it's what the Lord said to me in prayer. The Lord give me these three prophetical words. All is well. So it is my assignment to release divine encouragement, confidence, the command, fear not, do not be afraid. These are prophetic time. We need a real live word. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophet. You see? See? God always got somebody to know what to do. But it has to be, now I want you to understand, look at that word, revealeth. Look at another word, secret. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Unto his servant, the prophet. That's powerful. So I want you to write in your notes, those of you taking notes, at a time like this, you need prophetic direction. Prophetic direction. And then I'm saying every person under the church, God is a sovereign God. Everyone needs prophetic direction in time like these. Then, prophetic protection. Look in 2 Chronicles 20, 20. 2 Chronicles 20, 20. I'm almost through 2 Chronicles 20, 20. 2 Chronicles 20, 20. I want you to see this. This is going to move all the fear. You need prophetic direction. God ain't going to do nothing unless he revealed it to his prophet. Now you need prophetic protection. Oh my. 2 Chronicles 20, 20. And they arose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. Powerful. Powerful. And then you need prophetic confidence. I'll give you the scripture, 2 Kings 4:23. There's a time that your faith has to be tested. See where you stand, where you stand at. So the prophetic is divine prediction given from the mouth of God that must come out as he said. Now, I want to prophesy over you today, words God gave me along with this message. In time like these, the voice of the prophet must be heard, recognized, and acted upon. Two scriptures I give you. There are the woman whose son had died. She's looking for the man of God. I need a word from God. This is the only thing that changed my condition of being barren was a word from a man of God. And now this boy dead, I need a prophet. Same thing hold true with Jehoshaphat, the king. He's the king, but he need a word from God. I said a king need a word from God. And the prophet was there. All right. The sovereign and almighty God is the only real solution. So through prayer and faith and obedience, obedient, we must yield to his direction. Listen, you write this scripture down, Isaiah 59:19. In this prophecy, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall lift up a standard against him. So the unshakable and unmovable kingdom must flow in trial in Zion and sound the alarm and decree. Here's the decree. It is well. It is well. It is well. All is well. Prophetically, I've spoken to you from this word. I'm going to come back and teach some more on all is well. And I want you to see the analysis that the Holy Ghost gives. Every time it seems like all is hell, you need to speak those words out to overcome it. All is well. You watching me and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life. There are some 300-something people that the team have brought into the kingdom of God in the last month or so. And I want you to have a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 1:12 said, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power, become the sons of God. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. I remember one day I brought 10 people to Christ on the street by witnessing about Jesus. If you're out there and you never prayed this prayer, I want you to pray with me now. God, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. I ask you to forgive me. And I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus, I ask you to come in my heart as my personal Savior. I receive you now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've done that, there's a number on the screen. You can contact us. We can give you some information of how to make this transition into this new life. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Let me say this to you. All is well. Stay focused. Stay in tune with the Spirit of God. All is well. Amen.